Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, brace for Bitcoin price volatility as Bitcoin Coin Days destroyed metric jumps to 2-month highs. Also, this just in, Tim Draper is 100% sure Bitcoin will hit $250,000 by 2024. Bold prediction. Also in today's show, we'll be discussing the Ripple executives' voice confidence after the SEC defeats this week, including SEC snubbed as Voyager wins court approval for sale to Binance US. Also in today's show, analyst issues Bitcoin alert and says traders should take caution as Bitcoin hovers below immensely significant level. Also, we'll be discussing an investor who called the crypto bottom, says a new round of fireworks can start this year, and shares his targets, which include a $30,000 Bitcoin price action in April. We'll also be discussing Silk Road Bitcoin for sale as U.S. government-linked addresses transfer $1 billion in BTC. That's right. Approximately 10 hours ago, over 49,000 Bitcoin from the Silk Road hacker got sent to Coinbase. I'll be breaking all this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. Let's get it. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone who is just tuning in. Today is podcast episode number 1214. I am your host, JV, and we have lots to cover. Today is March 8th, 2023. Time sure does fly. Let's start today's show by checking out the crypto market watch. We can see Bitcoin correcting, barely in the red, maintaining just above 22,100. The biggest gainer of the top cryptos today is XRP, trading hands at around 40 cents, while Ethereum and BNB are barely in the green. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we're still just sitting above that $1 trillion milestone, but slightly, and we have about 45 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the current Bitcoin dominance at 42.2%, with the Ether dominance at 18.9%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, Bone Shiba Swap up 26%, trading at $1.81, followed by Shiba Inu up 6%, and we also have XRP approximately 4%, trading just under 40 cents. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, massive losses overall, as you can see, which is a handful actually in the green, which include Bone up about 27%, which is interesting. We have dog meme coins as the top gainers, and Bones, which is the treat for the dog meme coins, try to make any sense out of this hectic crypto market. But checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 50, which is neutral, dead in the middle. Yesterday, a 49. Last week, a 50. And last month, a 56 in greed.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
So there you have it. How many of you are anticipating a dump below this $22,000 support? Let me know in the comments. And now let's break down today's Bitcoin technical analysis. On March 8th, the U.S. government moved 49,000 Bitcoin worth $1 billion seized from Silk Road. The transfer was accompanied by Bitcoin's price slipping below 22,000, as well as a noticeable spike in key hodler metrics. But does this mean that traders should brace for potential Bitcoin price volatility ahead? Well, let's discuss it. The Bitcoin transfer likely caused a significant spike in Glassnode's Coindesk Destroyed metric. It measures the weighted movement of Bitcoin based on the time it was last moved from an address. Now, the CDD is calculated by multiplying the amount of Bitcoin transferred by the number of days since Bitcoin was last added to an address. A spike in the CDD indicator usually precedes price volatility, with the bears typically having a slight advantage. Now, some long-term investors, however, may also move Bitcoin to leverage it for more upside gains on the futures market. Now, but the current CDD spike, keep in mind, hit a two-month high, and this does not necessarily suggest that a $1,000 to $1,500 price move is brewing. For example, the exchange inflow data, which you can see on your screen, shows no significant spikes yet. Instead, around 5,000 Bitcoin worth approximately $100 million was moved out of the exchanges in the past 24 hours. So therefore, the $215 million transfer to Coinbase had little price impact thus far. However, with only around 20% moving to an exchange out of 49,000 BTC, the risk of increased selling pressure remains. Now, currently, the Bitcoin price action is trading above support between 21.5 and 21.950, which is encouraging for buyers despite a slew of negative news this week. Further confirmation will arrive with consecutive daily closes above their support area. Now, I also like to point out, Tim Draper is still extremely optimistic, and he is ultimately saying with 100% certainty, Bitcoin will hit $250,000 per coin by 2024. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the billionaire venture capitalist, and how many of you are still bullish on the King Crypto despite the Silk Road dumpage from the U.S. government, which could be a potential play at hand. Let me know in the comments right down below. With that being shared, let's discuss some of the recent defeats of the SEC, which is actually quite positive for the overall crypto market. In fact, Ripple execs voiced their confidence, including Brad Garlinghouse, the CEO of Ripple, took a swipe at the U.S. SEC in a tweet today, reacting to the recent setbacks the agency has taken since Monday. The SEC had suffered three setbacks in court just this week. Quoting him here, it's only Tuesday, but shaping up to be a not so great week for the SEC, including the Voyager ruling, Grayscale, etc. Now, as Bitcoin is reported, the judge in charge of the litigation with the SEC made a ruling on the Daubert motions, with both sides receiving denials and approvals. However, many see the advantage for Ripple, which was able to score points on key testimony. And lo and behold, like I said, it's one of the top gainers for the day, so definitely bullish for XRP holders. Now, Alder T referred to his tweets confirming the assumptions of the XRP community. Not only was the SEC's expert on the reasonable expectations of an XRP buyer cut from the record, but so was their expert who tried to say that what caused the price of XRP to move up. So on the other hand, he said, Ripple's experts, well, are confirmed, not removed. Quoting him here, are experts that explain how Ripple's contracts clearly differ from those in the Howey tax treatment of XRP accounting treatment, and currency experts on XRP are all allowed to stay in. So he says this is massively important reason to be positive about the outcome of the case. As we have said throughout, we have always felt confident about our case, and with each ruling and so more, the Ripple CLO emphasized. And in addition to the ruling, the motions of the Ripple case, the SEC also encountered harsh setbacks with respect to the cases against Binance US for its acquisition of Voyager, and in the case against Grayscale. I'm going to be breaking down the acquisition of Voyager a little bit later as our next story, just FYI. And as reported earlier today, Binance US received approval to acquire Voyager Digital Assets in a deal worth more than $1 billion. U.S. bankruptcy judge Michael Wiles approved the deal on the grounds that the transfer of the assets do not constitute a securities transaction. Thank God for that. Now, Bloomberg Intelligence senior litigation analyst Elliot Stein analyzed Grayscale's odds of victory increased to 70% after yesterday's hearing. Let's freaking go. This can be a pretty big deal because they're looking to get a spot Bitcoin ETF, basically converting their GBTC trust into one, which would set the game on fire and bring in mass institutional adoption. So one judge on the panel said, "We haven't seen any evidence that Grayscale's argument is flawed," while the panel made clear that it currently sees no distinction between spot and future markets. So while the SEC continues to ramp up its operation, Choke Point 2.0, recent developments suggest that the crypto industry has a good chance of fighting back against the overreaching SEC led by Gary Gensler. Facts. The Ripple SEC case could be the center of this, with summary judgment possibly being released within the next few days. Hence why, in my opinion, we see XRP already starting to pump and being one of the top gainers for the day as many of the alts continue to pull back. Now let's dive deeper into this Voyager win, which approves the sale for Binance US. Crypto lender Voyager Digital has won the court approval to sell over a billion assets to Binance US. The approval was granted by the US bankruptcy judge Michael Wiles on March 7th. Wiles said he would give the trading platform permission to close the Binance US sale and issue repayment tokens to impacted Voyager customers. Finally, if it was up to the SEC, no one from Voyager would be receiving any of their funds back. But fortunately, it looks like with the Binance US acquisition, this all becomes to be able to turn into fruition. Wiles rejected a series of arguments by the SEC that redistribution of the funds from Voyager to Binance would violate U.S. security laws. So you see that? The SEC is so corrupt, they don't want to return any of the assets to the investors because they allege it's a violation of security laws. Shady as all heck, to say the least. I cannot put the entire case into intermediate deep freeze while regulators figure out whether they believe they are problems with the transaction and plan, said Peter Aronoff, a lawyer with the Department of Justice, said at the hearing, and it's considering appealing Wiles' decision. The judge's decision comes just over a week after 97% of 61,300 Voyager accounts were found to favor the current Binance US restructuring plan, according to a February 28th filing. So that's what they want. Give the people what they want. They're the ones who got screwed, right? The approval comes a day after Judge Wiles stated that no US agency, including the SEC, would be allowed to punish Voyager executives in relation to the issuance of a potential bankruptcy token. The trading platform will now take a few weeks to decide whether to complete the Binance US sale or liquidate on its own and turn over the proceeds to Voyager account holders. This will depend on how troubling Voyager views the ongoing investigations that Binance US is entangled in with the federal authorities. And I don't think this is by coincidence, folks. Voyager's lead investment banker, Brian Titchener, said in a March 3rd court hearing, if the approved restructuring plan is executed, customers would receive approximately $100 million more than if Voyager liquidated on its own. So to me, that seems like the clear path. Let's hook up the investors who got screwed. Customer payouts will also be influenced by Voyager's bankruptcy court dispute with FTX sister company, Alameda Research, which is demanding that Voyager hands over what was originally lent out. Screw FTX and screw Alameda Research. Yeah, for the record, Voyager has agreed to reserve $445 million in case it loses that dispute. Now, the price of the Voyager token, VGX, shot up almost 33% from 37 cents to 50 cents in 4 hours of the news before cooling off at 46 cents at the time of this recording, according to CoinGecko data. So how do you think this is likely to play out? I just think it is great that the SEC is suffering some defeats, which is ultimately good for the crypto investors who ultimately got taken advantage of, you know what I mean? And with that being shared, now let's discuss a potential Bitcoin warning incoming, and then I'll share a bullish price prediction of a $30,000 price action for April, and then we'll discuss deeper the what can potentially happen with this massive Silk Road dump. So here we go. Now for the Bitcoin warning, folks. A closely followed crypto analyst is warning Bitcoin traders that bears likely have the upper hand as long as the king crypto trades below a crucial resistance area. In a new blog post, crypto strategist Justin Bennett says that the future direction of Bitcoin depends on whether Bitcoin reclaims the key resistance level at $23,130. And taking a look right here, we're currently at $22,200, give or take. So interesting. Bennett highlights that 23,130 has been a pivotal area for Bitcoin thus far this year, quoting him here. In the January close, the February open and close, and the March open, the above makes 23,130 an immensely significant level for Bitcoin. Traders must be careful while Bitcoin trades below that level on the higher time frames. With Bitcoin trading currently below the analyst's critical price level, Bennett says that the Bitcoin bulls can rely on a couple of support areas. Should Bitcoin bulls mount want a comeback and take out 23,130. Bennett says there is nothing stopping the King crypto to go all the way up to 25,2, quoting him here. However, as mentioned above, shorting Bitcoin while above the 22,000 January trend line is ill-advised. A daily close below 22 would open up for 21,500 support and the liquidity pool at 20,800. However, if Bitcoin takes out the liquidity pool at 20,800, there isn't much to stop a retest of the 20,000 confluence of support. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this warning. And do you think Bitcoin could potentially retest a sub $20,000 price action? Also considering there's a CME futures gap open somewhere between 19 and 20,000. I just wanted to throw that out there. But with that being shared, now let's discuss our $30,000 price prediction for April. An investor who accurately called the current bottom of the ongoing crypto bear market thinks the King crypto as well as Ethereum are primed to take off next month. Send it. Let's go. Chris Burnzik, a partner at venture capital firm Placeholder, tells his 250,000 Twitter followers that his intuition is that Bitcoin will go above 30,000 and Ethereum will go above 2,000 in April. Let's go. Burnzik thinks their price movement is dependent on macroeconomic forces. However, for much of February, the dollar and rates went higher while crypto hung in there. If the former two start to drift lower, Bitcoin could push through 25. And if ETH and Bitcoin pushes alongside that, we can get another round of fireworks. Well, fireworks, let's go. The placeholder partner also says he thinks that traders who are predicting Bitcoin to go lower than its 2022 fourth quarter lows are delusional. Very interesting. With Bitcoin trading at roughly 22,200 at this time, the top-ranked crypto asset by market cap is up 0.5% in the past 24 hours, but down nearly 4% for the past week. Bitcoin remains up by more than 35% since the start of 2023, so keep that in mind. And Ethereum is currently trading under 1,600 at the time of this recording. The second-ranked crypto asset by market cap is up nearly 1% in the past day, but down still 3.5% for the past week, with ETH remaining up by more than 31% since the start of the year. So interestingly enough, Bitcoin thus far here in March has been outpacing Ethereum for this current year at least. And let's see if this shall continue. Let me know if you think it will. And here's a tweet from Chris Burnzik. For much of February, the dollar and rates went higher while crypto hung in there. If the former two start to drift lower, Bitcoin could push through 25. And if ETH Bitcoin pushes alongside that, we can get yet another round of fireworks. And with that being shared, now let's dive into our final story of the day before we get into the live Q&A, where you have an opportunity to ask me literally anything. So now let's discuss deeper the Silk Road Bitcoin for sale, which come from the U.S. government. And do you think they are likely to continue to dump it? Over 50,000 Bitcoin worth over $1 billion was moved from multiple wallets connected to the U.S. government law enforcement seizures and transferred to new addresses, with some moved to Coinbase today on March 8th. In fact, Richard Hart tweeted this morning, 49,000 Bitcoin from Silk Road hacker got sent to Coinbase 6 hours ago, now approximately 10 hours ago. And he was actually referring to a tweet he did back on September 2nd of last year. And he wrote, Bitcoin dumps to watch for. Ross Albright, 69,730 Bitcoin. Mount Gox, 141,686 Bitcoin, which is where the bulk of this Bitcoin came from. And Bitfinex hacker with almost 120,000 Bitcoin. That's a total of 331,000 Bitcoin. And at roughly $20,000 value, that's over $6.6 billion worth of Bitcoin, which can potentially dump. Now, according to the data shared by on-chain analytics firm PeckShield, three transfers were made from U.S. law enforcement agency wallets. These wallets held nearly 51,000 Bitcoin, which was seized by U.S. agencies from the Silk Road marketplace back in November of 2021, around the time of the all-time high, right? The confiscated Bitcoin was consolidated into two wallet addresses, which you can see here. And out of three transfers, the majority appeared to be internal transfers. However, approximately 9,800 Bitcoin was sent to Coinbase. The other two include a 30,000 Bitcoin transfer and a 9,000 Bitcoin transfer. The Silk Road was an online black market and the first modern darknet market. It was launched back in 2011 by its American founder, Ross Albright, under the pseudonym Dread Pirate Roberts. The marketplace was one of the first to accept Bitcoin payments, helping to popularize crypto use, and U.S. law enforcement agencies then confiscated multiple items from its founder, including hordes of Bitcoin, which have been auctioned from time to time. Now, popular Bitcoin proponent Tim Draper bought nearly 30,000 of those Bitcoin in 2014 in one of the auctions. Another auction for 50,000 Bitcoin was held in October of 2015, where the U.S. Marshals Service auctioned 21 blocks of 2,000 Bitcoin and one block of 23,000 300 Bitcoin in an online auction, while only a small portion of the 50,000 BTC was sent to Coinbase, the movement of billions worth of Bitcoin from U.S. enforcement agencies' linked wallets evoked wild reactions and even wilder theories from Twitter users, as they should. One pointed out that if U.S. agencies decided to sell their Silk Road Bitcoin, it would put significant selling pressure on the market. But at the same time, a few others questioned the timing of the sale. So can it be nothing more than FUD, maybe a false alarm, or is this something we should be concerned about? Do you think the Bitcoin price action can potentially dump as a result of U.S. authorities dumping this Bitcoin onto the market via Coinbase? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below.
And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.